This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. One of my friends was talking about her daughter going away to college and having a roommate that was, well, just not the right one. She wasn't very nice. And my friend said, "I didn't have a good feeling about the roommate when we met her, and she wouldn't speak to us." As we talked, my friend said, "You know, we weren't important to that girl, so she ignored us." And then she said, "I told my daughter, watch how you treat the unimportant people. And if you date a guy, watch how he treats the unpopular girls. If he doesn't show them respect and act kindly towards them, well, you should forget him." Wise advice. So let me ask you, how are you treating the supposedly insignificant people that cross your path? Are you treating them with kindness? It's easy to be kind to people who are important to you, like your boss or someone you highly regard. But what about the others, like the waiter or waitress or the guy at the car wash or the person who cleans your room at the hotel, or if you're in college, the person who carries out your trash in the dormitory? You see, you have to be in the moment and intentional sometimes to be kind. You have to see each person as a person of worth, a person of value, regardless of what situation they may happen to be at that particular time in their life. William McKinley, the 25th president of the United States, once had to choose between two equally qualified men for a key job on his team. He puzzled over the choice until he remembered something that had happened years before. On a rainy night, McKinley had boarded a crowded streetcar. One of the men he was now considered to be on his team had been aboard, but this man didn't see McKinley. And then an elderly woman carrying a basket of laundry struggled into the car and was looking for a place to sit. The job candidate pretended not to see her as she was unable to find a place to sit, and she struggled to find a place to sit. This guy just sat there and kept his seat. Finally, McKinley saw her and saw what was going on and got up and offered this lady his seat. Then years later, when McKinley was president, he recalled that little incident and the man's little omission of kindness. And that helped McKinley with his decision. He decided against the man on the streetcar. You see, how you treat the seemingly insignificant people reveals something very important about your true character. So what about it? How are you treating the people who don't sign your check or determine whether you get the promotion, those people that seem so insignificant but really are important? What about the little people? Well, you'll not always be the smartest person in the room, but you can always be the kindest. Somebody said, "Be kinder than necessary, for everyone you meet is fighting some kind of battle." Think about that this week, today. Paul the Apostle said it very simply in his letter to the Ephesians, "Be kind to one another." Take time to be kind. And then come back here next week and join me. And in the meantime, go out there and be the person you're meant to be in Jesus Christ.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found the way downstairs.